It's a numbers game with your host, Gil Alexander.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, SiriusXM Channel 204, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo and Sling, presented by BetMGM. It is Gil Alexander, Danny Burks back in Las Vegas. Ladies and gentlemen, as is always the case, hour number two on Thursdays, this time from his lair in Las Vegas, it's Bill Krakenberger. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, Ben?
You're in San Fran area, right?
I am. I'm in San Francisco. San Francisco proper.
You know, I like kind of feel
Burger King lover.
Yeah, I don't know why. I kind of feel a little bit okay being on here on video with you rather than being in the South Point right now. Nothing against it. I just feel a little better. I don't know. Just feel a little safer.
Well, you're talking about your aversion to me or your aversion to what could be in the air?
Yeah, you know, probably the air. You know, I stopped watching news and media about 2 weeks ago because it was affecting me mentally before I was going to bed every night. So I literally stopped, but I still get told a lot of things. So I'm thinking that there's going to be some I didn't think right away this was going to happen, by the way. I figured we're going to wait till October, November for a second wave. This is not even a second wave. We're still in the first wave. So we're going to see what's there. I know all the casinos in California yesterday. I put that up on my Twitter yesterday. I got a call from someone that was actually in the Commerce that literally was, you know, thrown out at the time. You know, after the governor opened up all the card rooms there. Now, yesterday, he closed most of them. As a matter of fact, I don't know of any card rooms now we're talking about that are still open. Commerce being the big one for even me. I like going to play. They have I don't really care for limit no limit hold'em. So they have limit hold'em, high games though. Like, you know, 61, 20, once in a while 100, 200, which is a good limit game to play in. And so I kind of like the Commerce. Fast action, very aggressive players. Really strap yourself in. As a matter of fact, I like to say I'm a winning no limit hold'em player lifetime. From all my summers at the Borgata playing 40-80 and 81-60 mixed. Limit. Definitely have had my share of winnings. But however, that Commerce, if I'm break even, it's a success. I mean, it's a total different game. They're just so aggressive. You have to play with some different hands, starting hands, compared to here in the Bellagio where they have limit hold'em. So they close them.
How would you describe the Commerce? The largest card room in all the country? Is that fair?
That I've ever been in. I mean, probably is the largest, actually. Yeah. You've been there?
I have never been. Never Man. Been. This is, we're talking in Southern California, for those who don't know what we're from.
Right outside of L.A. So when you go in there, it is so overwhelming for the first time. It's like you feel like, I actually feel like a player, even though I've played poker before, I'm actually a little bit intimidated. Everyone there is like, they're really so aggressive and just to walk in and see all those, it's a sea of tables. I mean, there's got to be 250 poker tables. I mean, and they're all, go in there on a Friday, Saturday. You're not getting one. You're going to wait. You have to wait in line. So it's the best place to play poker probably in the country, or one of the best places to play poker in the country. But anyway, I go there once in a while, only a couple times a year, but I was kind of sad to see yesterday, the governor, I think he closed like 70% of 19 counties, and including all the poker rooms got closed again. So I don't know what's going on. I really, like I said, I haven't really followed the news. I know it's not good though, that's out there. No news is ever good news.
Yeah, L.A. County back really reshut, to be honest, from all intents and purposes. No fireworks, no beaches, 4th of July, and restaurants closing down as well. Let me update the golf real quick, and then I want to get into this ethical versus opportunity issue here, Bill, because I want to get your thoughts on what went down at the Bellagio this past weekend. But it's Chris Kirk, Doc Redman, among five golfers, Emiliano Grillo also there as well, all at 5 under par atop the leaderboard at the Rocket Mortgage Classic right now. Early going, Webb Simpson 2 shots back, for those of you who have Webb Simpson bets. It's Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, Sirius XM Channel 204. All right, Bill. So yesterday I brought this up on the show, and this is, how can I put it, something that all of us, like you and I, have dealt with very often in faraway places, because this comes up, you know, pretty, you know, it doesn't happen every day, but it comes up pretty frequently. And in offshore, you know, with no regulation, it's handled as it's handled. But this is a Doug Kazarian story at ESPN.com yesterday. And for those who missed it, he wrote a great story. Good job by Doug here about some Las Vegas bettors who uncovered, you know, last weekend, something they could exploit over there at the Bellagio on the BetMGM kiosks. The errors could cost the operator nearly $250,000 because of approximately 50 questionable wagers, including a 10-leg parlay that netted $137,000, a source told ESPN. But Nevada Gaming has opened an investigation, could deem the wagers invalid, saving the sportsbook from paying all remaining tickets. It's unknown exactly how many bettors were involved or were able to successfully cash tickets before officials realized the errors Sunday afternoon. The details are this real quick. Nearly all the suspicious wagers occurred at Bellagio Sportsbook self-bet kiosks between 1:30 a.m. and 3 a.m. Pacific this past Sunday morning, according to a source, and all involved baseball games in Korea and China. Now, those games actually began at 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., but the BetMGM software posted incorrect start times due to a manual entry error. That enabled the software to accept wagers well after the game started. Four games were in KBO. I think there was one Chinese baseball game. The point is not about the operator or about the names of the bettors. The point is this ethical versus opportunity thing that we always talk about, that we deal with in faraway places. But now, in a legal jurisdiction, it's going to be fascinating to see how they deal with this. And I'll tee this up to you, Bill, by saying what I said yesterday, which is it's one thing in faraway places. Like if it's a prop like the example I used yesterday was when Richard Sherman was a free agent in football. It's like, which team will Richard Sherman go to? And if you figured out via Google or sources that he was going to the Niners before he was going anywhere else, and you managed to quickly get in some Niners bets, some of the more reputable faraway places will actually let those bets stand. Now, there's a lot that will say, go to hell, we're not doing it. You got information that, you know, before we were able to take it down. But some will actually let it stand. But when you're past post-dating sporting events with bets, man, that's the quickest way to get kicked out. But you point out something else, like that when you have ticket in hand, it's a different story. So give me your opinion on how you think this is going to go.
Okay, how I think it's going to go is I think that gaming is probably going to rule in favor of the casino. However, if gaming wants to send a message to the Euro operators, which I believe BetMGM is a Euro operator, you know, you're just coming into Nevada here and I know a lot of them are trying to get in here, by the way. Of course, they want a foothold in the gambling capital of the world, Las Vegas. So they may send a message to them saying, hey, you guys are, forgetting things and stuff, and you better keep on your game, and you're going to pay all those players. So that can happen, too. Personally, a brick-and-mortar casino I'm not going to do this. You can't pass post. I don't know exactly what happened. This is a hypothesis. I'm guessing someone was betting in the casino that was a poker player or something, and he probably went back and ran to the poker room and was so happy and looking for that little pat on the back and saying, hey, man, do you believe these games are still on the board? If this game's in the fifth inning, it's still on the board. And they were up until almost the games ended, I guess. So I think maybe that poker room, maybe a couple different guys at the table or the game or just the poker room in general went in there and probably took advantage of a situation where it's you're past posting. Listen, let's talk about past posting, though. Any old school racetrack guys know what I'm talking about here. There was a thing, especially the trotter tracks, that's where we're talking about. It's such a thing called beating the bell. So you would have a guy stationed at, like, let's say Freehold Racetrack in New Jersey. He's stationed right at the door where he could see outside, kind of sideways. His right eye is facing the racetrack. His left eye is facing the tellers. And he would yell over to whoever broke out of the gate fast, or maybe whoever actually, came out like he's supposed to. And they would yell, three horse. And then, you know, you'd have the teller on the payroll, by the way. You have your guy at the window, the teller ready to punch your money. He already has, 200 to win. And he just has his finger ready to push the three horse or whatever horse it may be, because you had about a second to 2 second delay, maybe even 3 seconds before the bell rings. Now, any guys that go to racetracks years ago, you know what that means. There's an actual ringer, buzzer, bell that goes off when there's no more betting. So it was called Beat the Bell, and it's been done all over the country at tracks. You can't do it as much now, of course, with technology and stuff. But back in the 70s, 80s, when I used to go to the track, 90s, early 90s, absolutely, Beat the Bell was real. All over California, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, all over these tracks. So that's kind of different now. Now you're saying, these racetracks, they kill us all the time. We lose all our money. Now we're getting even with them. So you're kind of having a little tiny edge. This edge was basically the horses turning for home with the 5 or 6 length lead. So this was a different situation. And, I have personal relations with casinos and stuff. It's just not the right thing to do anyway. Even ethically, it's not the right thing to do. Is you're betting so late. You're cheating the casino. You're cheating them. So now, granted, I'm a little different. I'm the guy that goes after some casinos when I feel they're cheating me or lowering me. Now, some of these casinos charging 6 to 5 blackjack instead of 3 to 2, or maybe even now I walk into a casino, 6 months ago, I couldn't believe the blackjack game. The blackjack game they had was 6 to 5 blackjack. Not only that, you couldn't double unless you had a 10 or 11. So if you have a soft hand, a soft 16 versus 6, you can't double. So they were really, really gouging the customers there on that game. And I was like, wow. And look at these casinos that have triple zero roulette. I walk into the Venetian, they have a third zero. So not only zero, double zero, now triple zero. So now you're taking a game that's 5.2 around, I'll round it down. Let's say 5%. I think it's 5.26 is the actual number. But now you're making it, over 8%. It wasn't good enough taking 5%, the highest Theo game, one of the biggest sucker games. You have to just rob the public more and more. So I actually understand it more, a little more than the average person. And, listen, the casinos are always trying to rob you. So, I mean, like I said, I don't think it's right. I wouldn't do it. However, have to admit, and some I've had arguments over this yesterday. And no one really had my side on this. Maybe you will. I have no problem doing that to a sports book that has tried to rob me in the past, like Will Hill. Putting you on delay, stopping, changing the line, and all of a sudden, they put you in a queue, a spin cycle, a washer cycle, they call it. And then they say, you know what? We're not going to give you the 3 points in that game. But if you want it now, it's 2 points. They didn't take a bet on it. They moved it on air, and I played bookmaker for them. They're trying to rob me. I'll tell you what, I may try to rob them. You've had the experience with them too, trying to rob people. We're trying to rob you.
If you've had a past experience with a book and they've done something egregious to you, I can totally get how you would view it differently towards them than you might clinically. I think for me in this case, clinically, I want to bring up two questions here for you. Do you think, as you alluded to this earlier, and I brought this up yesterday on the show, I think the sheer amount of money that those bettors could potentially win is one of the factors that's going to sway it towards the sports book. That if they just hadn't been that greedy, they might have a better chance. Do you agree with that?
Oh yeah, they couldn't have bet like $300 straight bets or $500 straight bets, where you could have just basically, it's when the sports book opened in the morning. Maybe before they even found out, or I'm sure after they see their computers, they're going to find out. Well, especially this amount. But bet some straight bets, and then maybe you can cash the tickets and convert them into a cash voucher or something like that. I mean, you know, you guys got a little too greedy here. $137,000 round robin. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Why not ask him to rob the casino?
Yeah, and because it occurs to me that if it were a less amount of money, let's say it was, I don't know, I'll just throw out let's say it was $3,000. Let's say it was $2,000. I don't know, whatever that number is. Because that could have precipitated a situation where the sportsbook operator just said to those bettors, hey, we caught you. You've got a choice, right? The old choice. You either take this money and we never see you again, or you let us refund this and you can continue betting here, right? That would be the old school way of handling a smaller amount of money. So I think the amount of money matters. Let me talk about one other ethical thing involved in this, because I just find this, and I hope everybody realizes, I'm just trying to look at this clinically, because I think it will be fascinating to see what precedent is set here. Those bets, although they tipped the advantage towards the players, and you just alluded to this with the horses coming around the stretch where they had this massive advantage in those situations, but while these bets certainly tipped the advantage to the bettors, and they did with those totals in baseball over there in Asia, it didn't guarantee them a win, right? It didn't guarantee them. So had they lost, right, the bettors' side, the people who are advocating the bettors' side of this dilemma, would say, well, had they lost, the operator wasn't going to come back, you know, and say to them, hey, you know what, those were past posted, so we're gonna rule those a void. You know, it would have just been losing tickets. Will that argument hold any water?
I would say no. They had big mathematical advantages of betting these tickets when they did. Yes, they could have lost them with some blown bullpens. Just so happens that nothing that night had blown bullpens. But I think some of those tickets were written at 2:57 a.m., which the game started at 1:30 a.m. These games were all but over. So I know there is some risk factors of bullpens blowing up, and I'm not so familiar with the Asian leagues, but I think I'm sure it's the same as our leagues here. And that could have happened. And yes, there was a risk. That's the chance you take, though. So, you know, by betting a giant ticket to win $137,000, though, wow, that really takes some balls. And, you know, that's the one that's going to be the deciding factor that will probably cost everybody. And you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting subject. A great article that Doug wrote.
It is.
I text him after I read it. It's a great article. Great job. It's like
that conversation I had with Ed Miller and Matthew Davidow, a couple weeks back, where Ed and I were aligned in the thinking of, you know, we're not trying to get banned. Like, I know the behavior that will get me banned, right? And like, I cherish some of my outs, right? I cherish them. I would never want to do anything that would get me instantly banned from there by a behavior that's going to be such a short-term, you know, fix, a short-term hit that is just not a long play. So, I mean, I think you're right. It's not only the greed. It's just it. This is why I love sports betting, Bill, because it's such a reflection of the human condition. I mean, we've said this so many times. The notion that it wasn't enough to be greedy. He also probably had to have everybody know, right? How his friends are posting it on Twitter. It's so interesting how human beings handle these situations, and I'll be fascinated to see how they rule.
They get so happy they have an edge, and they're so happy that they're so proud, and ego gets involved here. Really. The guy that did this shouldn't have told no one anything, and maybe just went back in and done his own thing by himself. However, everyone wants their 15 seconds of fame. I know it's minutes, but in this case, it's seconds. But everyone wants their little portion of fame, so they go in there and they brag about something. And listen, that happened with a lot of these machines in the casinos, these bonus machines back from when I first started Advantage Gambling in the 90s. You know, they had edges on machines, on blackjack machines, on these piggy banking bonus machines, on these boom machines. So if these guys kept it to themselves instead of telling all their other friends, you know, but they wanted that ego boost. They wanted that pump. But meanwhile, that ego boost and that pump is going to cost them in their pockets.
Yeah, should be interesting. We'll keep you updated. You know, we didn't keep the folks updated. The last sort of ethical dilemma we had, and by the way, you were right on this, was the horse player, if you remember, who bet at a Will Hill shop that was not part of the pari-mutuel odds. And remember, there was that dilemma. And you said it on this show. You're like, there's no way gaming rules in his favor. He's not going to get the full non-pari-mutuel odds, I believe it was the case. I may have the details wrong. I'm trying to remember what it was. But it was a gentleman who thought he was entitled to a much bigger payout than what he ended up getting. And gaming did rule in favor of the sportsbook operator because there was a stipulation at the Will Hill book that said this was not part of the pari-mutuel odds pool. People who are keen numbers game listeners remember that.
Might have been a doctor, right? A doctor in Reno or something going to his kid's soccer game or something like that. And, you know, just to tell you, I say good things and bad things. I had Will Hill's back there. Hard to believe, but I did. There were signs posted right at the counter there. How can he expect if he sees? But then we know we don't see that. You and I don't. We go to the counter. We don't see that. Those signs posted and stuff. So, I just go in and make a bet real quick. I don't look for little stipulations and signs. So I understand it.
Yeah. All right. Bill Krakenberger with me all hour long. We'll come back to Billy Unscripted as well. Doc Redman, your new leader right now. 6 under, 1 stroke lead at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We'll talk about that too. Coming back, a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To a numbers game with Gil Alexander.
Back on a numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, Sirius XM Channel 204. Gil Alexander in San Francisco. Crackman, Bill Krakenberger at Bill Krakman with a K there in Las Vegas. I was mentioning before the break, Doc Redman is your leader right now. He's got one hole left to go here in the first round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic there at Detroit Golf Club, Detroit, Michigan. All planned for $7.5 million purse there, the total purse there at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Doc Redman from Raleigh, North Carolina, 1 stroke lead over a whole bunch of golfers at 5 under. Current live odds courtesy of DraftKings for Doc Redman, 22-1. Once again, let me just say, the adjustments on these, not fun here in the early going. Again, we're not even through the first quarter of a football game, just to give a major sport equivalent here, and Redman's odds have plunged. Danny, do we know what he was pre-flop? Do you know in my ear? We'll effort that, what Doc Redman was pre-flop on this. But 22-1, a far cry from what he was headed into this tournament. Bill, you wanted to say something about the current state of your existence?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. First, I want to say what you just said, the fantastic thing. You know, DraftKings yesterday, we can go on their app, even though we're here in Nevada. We can actually go on their app. So anywhere across the country, you can go on their app and take a peek at the odds there. They had some fantastic odds compared to everywhere else. Listen, I looked at minimum 10 places yesterday for some future odds. And without a doubt, the bombs that they had at 175-1, 400-1, they had some really, really big odds on some guys there that I found better than anywhere else. Of course, I couldn't bet on them, not there. But I just wanted to see what they offered. And that goes to show, I always talk about the hold is so bad on future wagering. But if you have a dozen shops or all your apps funded, that brings down that hold because you're going to find golfers that are better and better at each place. You know, it's funny. I seen DeChambeau as low as 5-1. All I can say, you cannot bet a golfer with 100 golfers in a tournament at 5-1, at 6-1. I want to lay it. What do I lay? So if you're taking 5-1, I want these sports books to put the no at -7-1. And I want to be able to bet against those golfers. Now, some of them do, you know, in far off places, Pinnacle used to always do that. I don't know if they do it anymore. They used to have, will he win or won't he win? But 5-1, I mean, come on. Again, you just hit the person over the head and just take their money. I mean, come on. But now, on the opposite side of that, is I'm going to go after, not go after, I'm going to say the bad things about DraftKings too. These live odds that they're posting now, please, guys, please stay away from them. I mean, you can't bet these guys that are not even unknowns. Redmond, actually, I played in the matchup, so hopefully he holds on for most of the tournament. But you can't bet these guys to win the tournament when these other guys haven't even teed off yet. I mean, right. Half the tournament hasn't teed off. And you got the guys that are in the lead who generally never hold on at 20 to 1 that were 100 to 1 before the tournament started. So, you know, I don't like these future odds on these lot. Now, granted, I do love how I seen future odds on the golf matches that were on TV a couple weeks ago when they had the head-to-head. I love after every hole you can have a live wager, team versus team or player versus player. But the futures like this, I think you were hinting the same thing, Gil. Not good.
Yeah. No, and then, that's exactly. I wasn't even hinting. I've said it a couple times on the show. It's like you can't. These guys that crash. And by the way, Redmond was not as big of a crash as some of the others. But some of these guys that were 100 to 1, 150 to 1, we're literally like not even halfway through the first quarter of a football game, right? The equivalent of that. And to have them crash down to 20 to 1, 22 to 1, it's like, no. By the way, though, the opposite does present some opportunity, right? So just look back to last week. DJ, Dustin Johnson, who ends up winning the Travelers with 19 under par, a one-stroke win last week. After the first round, he was only one under, and you could have gotten him at 80 to 1. So while the crash downs on the numbers suck, the opposite presents many an opportunity. So that's the beauty of betting golf. And, you know, you could say this of other sports. I often talk about the Dodgers a couple years ago when they lost to the Astros in the World Series, how I just happened to time them perfectly at the low point of their season when they were 16 and 26, got them at 25 to 1 to win it all. Best price you could ever get. They didn't end up winning, but you can time this. You can hope to time them in major sports, but in golf, you literally have days where you can just sit there very leisurely after a first round and be like, oh, wow, DJ, 80 to 1. I might not have liked him yesterday. I love him now. So the opposite could be
true. And I know it's a fun thing. It's fun. You see it live. You want to bet it. I know it's fun, but it's not something that you should be betting these future odds.
Not at all. Not the guys who crashed down, that's for sure. We'll come back. More with Crackman right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
Besides Point Spread Weekly, one of the benefits of a VSiN Plus subscription is a midday email with best bets from guests and hosts mentioned during the shows. We also have increased the amount of stats and analysis we post to VSiN.com. Sign up for a risk-free subscription now. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. It is free until August. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, Doc Redman now in the clubhouse. He has finished his first round 7 under par, 65 for Doc Redman. Danny Burke and I were just chatting off air. We have so many people giving us golf picks all week that we knew Doc Redman was mentioned a couple times. We don't know who had him and who didn't have him. Somebody was on him and somebody was like avoiding him. So it's all just ran into each other. We have no idea. We'll try to effort that. But Redmond with a 2-stroke lead right now over a bunch of golfers, including Ricky Fowler, who's still out on the course. Webb Simpson's just 3 back. He's still out on the course. Guys like Bryson DeChambeau, who is the pre-flop favorite. He has yet to tee off. Bill, you wanted to say something else about the past posting that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, back years ago, I used to, and I'm sure they still do it. Pinnacle, when you bet offshore Pinnacle, they would listen. No offshore site. I don't care if it's Bookmaker, Five Dimes, Pinnacle. They're never going to allow this. What happens is a little scrolling message would come by and say your ticket number was canceled. So they wouldn't throw you out, but they would just cancel your bet. And you know, they watch your account, maybe even put a flag on your account for the future, but they're not going to throw you out for doing this, but they are going to cancel the bet. There's just no way no one offshore is paying you on this type of past posting. Maybe some other thing. A lot of the offshore sites, you know, they don't want to pay you when you legitimately win. So when you do this, please, you know,
yeah. I have had, you know what, I want to add to this, Bill. I'm sorry. I'll let you know, that's why I was making the distinction earlier between like a, you know, this player will go to this team next. If you bang that a couple times before the news comes out, a lot of books won't let that go down, but a couple of the reputable ones will actually let those stand. But the past posting, and you know what else? Like if a book by accident, like in an in-game, let's say the Redskins are getting crushed by the Cowboys, and let's say there's an in-game Cowboys minus 21, but by accident they put up Cowboys plus 21, right? And Redskins minus 21. Let's say there's a manual input error on it, and then you try to bang that. They're not going to let that stuff go by, right? That'll be instantly canceled. By the way, you try that one more time, you're gone. And so I just want to say this. Most of the people listening to this show are super serious bettors, and there's a subsection that are like, you know, super anti-books, right? And I just want to get across that if we're all being of right mind, like books aren't there. Like, I guess what I'm trying to get across is some sports bettors think it's their constitutional right or their birthright that if a book puts up a bad number, that therefore it is their God-given right to exploit it and therefore it should stand. And I guess what I'm saying to you is I don't know why you ever thought that to be the case. Like, that's not how the world works. Just because they made an error doesn't mean they have to honor it. Sorry. And I know the playing field is skewed and it sucks. I'm with you. It does suck. But like this thing, we're like, oh, you made an error and I exploit it. Yeah, that's just not how things, that's just not how the real world works.
You know what,
man.
Gil? This is going to be, maybe it's brand new to you to hear this. There was another incident that happened this week. He tagged me on Twitter, and I know he tagged some other people. This kid bet $50 on a golfer at 2,000 to 1. That should have been 200 to 1. Oh, so you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So he bet Pan. I think that's the guy's name. He actually won in Hilton Head when I was there last year, this golfer. So he has won golf tournaments. He bet him at 2,000 to 1 at one of the sports books in town here. And he probably said, wow, this can't be right. And it should have been 200 to 1. But then when I went to the sports book site, I seen some other guys that were 2,000 to 1, and I seen like Vijay Singh was 1,000 to 1, and I was like, wow, I give him a lot of credit for posting those type of odds, that sports book. But so they said to the kid, hey, you're thrown out, keep your bet, but you're thrown out for life. Now he actually went down to the counter and actually said, hey, listen, cancel my bet. I want to be able to play with you guys. Cancel the bet. Yeah. It's fine. And they said, you know, either way, they said, no, you're done for life. You know what? The guy realized he made a mistake. Maybe he should get past that kid. Maybe he should get a pass. And, you know, I'm not sticking up for him. He did take the little, you know, he did make the bet. I'm not going to say he took a shot, though. There's other guys there were 2,000 to 1. I think maybe he deserves a pass. I'm not going to mention the book, and I'm hoping that I can be a little bit of a mediator there and say, you know, because the guy actually DM'd me and he tagged me. And, you know, he made a mistake. He knew he did, and he'll never do it again, he said. And they just, right now he told me he's thrown out, but there's always two sides to a story too. So, you know,
I actually didn't know that story. I thought you were referring to something else. I actually didn't know that story. That's the first time hearing that one. Yeah.
That happened this week. So that's in the middle of something too. So there's, you know, but going back to the offshore world, there's no way these guys, I've had situations where I was up, you know, 10,000 bucks. Really, this is a real situation, by the way. I was up 10 grand, 12 grand. I was up 12 grand going into Saturday. My account froze, and next thing I know, when it unfroze 6 hours later, my balance was zero. They said, "Oh well, you kept on betting $500 on Stanford. You bet it 24 times. Yeah, you lost all your money back. Sorry about that. I mean, there's some shady operators out there, is what I'm trying to say. I mean, that's just one shot. I can tell you. Listen, I've had hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not $1 million, that." I've been screwed out of with betting with things and places closing. I mean, I can go back from Aces Gold back in the late 90s, early 2000s, Sports Market, Bet Pan Am. There's so many sports books that opened up offshore. And I even went down to these places when I used to write for a website called The RX. I used to write for them. I used to go down and, you know, just to check out the money and make sure these places were good. And listen, I had dinner with the president of Panama. That's right, the president of Panama, 20 years ago. And I, next thing I know, he was friends with these guys that own the sports book, and, you know, a nice big dinner and this Royal State bodyguards with guns around us, kind of almost intimidating. And they don't worry. They screw me for $42,000. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. The RX back in the day. Great reference, Billy. Yeah. Wow. What a life you've led. Hanging out with the president of Panama, guys around you. Yeah, that's if you've gone offshore and been around these books, that's not that uncommon, I would suppose. All right, we want to talk about something. You wanted to talk about something about the state of your life. We'll get into that momentarily. We've got to squeeze in one more break to do that. But yeah, and by the way, for those, someone asked on Twitter, clarifying about my MVP bets from earlier. I had bets on Acuna and Otani AL and NL MVP, NL and AL respectively, before the 162, before the pandemic. Those taken off the board. I could be mad. I am, but at the same time, I get it. I don't have those bets anymore. Come back, more with Crackman right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back to A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
We'll update Paul Carr's soccer picks from yesterday here momentarily. But BetMGM wants you to start out with a lock. That's why they're giving new customers a chance to win $50 in free bets when they place a $1 wager on either Man City or Liverpool to win today. All you have to do is sign up and make your first bet with bonus code VSIN50 to take advantage of this crazy offer. BetMGM has all of your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much, much more. Just download the BetMGM app today. Use promo code VSIN50 to win $50 in free bets when you bet $1 on either Man City or Liverpool to win. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Can we update those Paul Carr soccer picks? Do we have those, Danny Berg? Yesterday was not a winner. Yesterday was a loss. Had the under in the Leicester City game, but that one ended up 2-1. So the under 2.5 falls by the wayside. That one does not hit. But we have two more picks today. There it is. Man City Liverpool over, the rare Paul Carr over in the Man City Liverpool game today. Over 3 minus 110. Of course, Liverpool already having clinched the Premier League title. But that's the over in the Man City Liverpool game. And then the other one is in Serie A, I believe, as we go back to the Atalanta well, an overfest for Atalanta games. This one against Napoli, over 3.5 plus 130. So two overs in soccer today from Paul Carr, just rehashing what he had from yesterday. Bill Krakenberger is with me. Billy, you wanted to say something all hour long, and you haven't had a chance to say it.
Well, first, you just reminded me of something when I seen that BetMGM promo. Yesterday, on my, I also started out a new podcast a few weeks back, and it's on my Twitter feed, at Bill Krakman with a K. Yesterday's show was about taking advantage and making sure, I know I've talked about this before on here, on VSiN, many times on your show, but now that the season's starting back up, I'm getting a lot of emails from all around the country from the different books I've signed up with. There's some really good low-hanging fruit here. Even though I have plenty of money in these apps, it's amazing that they offer me to add money to my account. I added up yesterday. I have 12, 15 offers just in New Jersey to go back to and add money to existing accounts, not even new accounts. So I talked about that yesterday on the pod, which is going to be up on my Twitter feed today. And also I talked about never buying points. It's something, you know, let's talk a little sports betting. Listen, there are situations where you do buy points in the NFL and maybe certain other sports, but I know human nature and human tendency. So if someone's told to buy, they may start buying on all different numbers. Just a rule of thumb, don't even buy points. Just don't even buy points. But I'll just tell you, you know, people say they want to buy points on. Listen, there's some professionals out there that'll buy points on NFL totals. I don't know how professional you could be, in my opinion, in buying points on NFL totals. No totals. I don't know a single sport you should buy, ever buy a point on a total. There were some situations maybe 5-10 years ago before the extra point was moved back 10 yards. And also the totals in NFL were lower. So maybe around the 34, the 37, I wouldn't even do that though. I'm not buying no points on totals. So just a good rule of thumb there, guys. Don't be buying points on like I said, probably anything. Nothing in the NBA is worth buying points, by the way. I would just stay away from buying in general. Like I said, there is certain situations on the NFL around the 3 or the 7, but most of the sports books would have, you know, caught up with that already. And also, you know, now that I'm on that subject, baseball starting up, it's really good to have all those outs because you want to know that, hey, these games are odd games sometimes. And around the totals of 7 or 9, you want to make sure you have some books to shop at. Because I'll tell you one thing, especially with this new rule where they're going to start a man on second in extra innings. Some of these games are 3-3 or 4-4 extra innings, and you have a guy on second already. It's more off the land. It's even a higher percentage to land on the 9 there. So make sure you know, you don't want to have one option where you can go over 9.5, you know, minus 110 when you could have went over 9 minus 15. So, you want to make sure you're betting those numbers. Not so much as around 8 or 10, the even numbers. It's more of the odd numbers. So just make sure you're line shopping and you have plenty of options, because I know for a fact, just having the places I have here in town, almost every game you could find a half a run difference. Now, you're going to pay some juice for them. So, but some of the menus even have a drop down. When you go into bet sometimes, some of the menus have a drop down that gives you an option to bet over 9.5 or over 9, you know, at a price, or even before you're going to go to the confirmation of the bet, there's a section of the page where you're going to buy. That's more for football and stuff. But so that's just something I wanted to touch on. But I will tell you something else, too. I have not written this article yet. I have started to write it. And it's going to be maybe one of the most pretty compelling and personal articles to me. You know, when this is all over, in this pandemic and the rioting and the protesting, when it's all over, I'm probably, especially being in the house for the last 4 months, I have a new appreciation for things. I have a new appreciation for almost everything in life. Things like my true friends that I can count on one hand. I have an appreciation for them. I have appreciation for my wife, a better appreciation. And just my parents for raising me with old school values and ways. Listen, we've all been suffering a little bit, some more than others. And, you know, we suffered a little bit here, but maybe for the next 30 years of my life, hopefully, maybe it's worth it. I've learned some things here during this pandemic and stuff. So, I know it's a little extreme, and it just made me realize some things. And, you know, staying in the house, not going out, and maybe even a little. You know, people think money's everything. It's not, brother. It's not. That's for everyone out there, too.
Yeah.
It's not. You get a little bit depressed just watching TV and doing nothing else, staring at four walls every day. And maybe I don't have children. I chose not to have children in life. And, you know, people live for my mother, old-fashioned Italian mother. She always says, you live for your kids. You know, maybe you do, you know. But I am very, very blessed to have a fantastic wife little dog, and they give you joy and love and pick you up all the time. But I can imagine I have a friend that's kind of a loner. He's super smart, IQ off the charts. And, you know, his life was kind of literally self-distancing. But even he told me he liked to go out in the morning for breakfast and stuff, and he hasn't done it, and it's got to him a little bit mentally. So this is a very interesting situation. I only touched upon it here. I'm going to write a more in-depth article that I started writing a couple paragraphs on. It's going to be very revealing about me, and just I'm sure a lot of people are going through it a little bit too. I'm the happy-go-lucky guy on VSiN and on these podcasts and everything. Like I said in the past, I come home at night and take the clown makeup off a little bit too. So we'll see. It's something that I'm a proud guy. I'm a positive guy too. I am so positive. I laugh and joke around and smile every day. I love breaking balls. If you're my friend, I'm gonna break your ball. My neighbor, who's very very cheap, brought me over. He knocked on the door yesterday and brought me over these two little cases with red, white, and blue. I'm like, what are these little things? He goes, oh, there's six cans of Diet Pepsi in each one of these. And he couldn't even juggle the other 40 he was holding. I was like, where did you get these at? Well, they you get so many for points in the casino, and I just wanted to get all these, and I wanted to give them out. I was like, oh, thank you. That's very nice of you. So I had to ask him. I shouldn't really. I don't want to embarrass him here. Damn it. All right, he lost a lot of money, by the way. So he lost a lot of money obtaining these free, quote-unquote, Pepsi, Diet Coke and Diet Pepsis yesterday. He had a bad week. He lost $2,000 in the casino, he said. This is a guy that I think I mentioned him on here before. His parents, his father and acquired a building when he was younger. They collect like 20 rents a month. So he's got some extra money to gamble with. But he just thinks that getting these free gifts, standing online for his, his paring knife is worth $100 in that casino to him when the knife cost the place 38 cents. So it's kind of funny that he knocked on my door and did, but yet the way he lives his life, I torture him. He's the guy that tells me, well, Bill, you got to go to Smith's today. They got the dented can sale and wilted fruit at this market, La Bonita. I was like, are you kidding me? This is what you do? You're blowing $2,000, but you're getting the wilted fruit and the dented cans. And he's dead serious. Oh no, he's dead serious. He will not, he doesn't even have the, he sent me a bill last week, his bill for the air conditioning. He's the lowest in the building for air conditioning, $47 for the month. I was like, that's impossible. I don't use air conditioning. You don't use air conditioning. It's been 109 here. You don't use air conditioning. I don't want to know what it smells like. But yeah, so it's amazing. We can go on tangents on any unscripted with Gil Alexander.
Hey, Bill, I mean this with no disrespect. I hope like all those changes that you're thinking, you started thinking things differently. Do you think once this is all clear, once we're back to a life of normalcy, do you think you will fall into your old normal way of thinking, or do you think you will remember this moment where you're thinking about all that stuff? We have 30 seconds for the answer.
I'll always remember this. I'll always remember this time period. It taught me a lot of things about myself. It taught me a lot of things about spending, just different things. Listen, people are the first responders, people out there, they're suffering. And I'm so glad that we have some pandemic relief going on for them and stuff. I'm nothing in that scope of things. I really feel bad for human nature and humans more than me. I just something I wanted to touch upon to maybe talk to some other people about. No, I'm fine. No,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll look to see when you fully flesh that out in writing. Bill Krackman. Thank you, Bill. At Bill Krackman with the K. If you missed anything, by the way, any of our picks earlier on the show or anywhere on the network, check it out, VEASAN.com/podcasts to catch up with this or any other VEASAN show. Picks included tomorrow, golf, NASCAR, soccer, pandemic, horses, pandemic special. Good luck with all your soccer and golf bets today. From all of us at VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network, everybody, right here at SiriusXM Channel 204. We'll talk to you tomorrow.